I'd like to welcome everyone to the Guide Dog Users of California luncheon. Somebody's trying to clap. Good afternoon, you guys. Welcome to our luncheon. Thank you very much. We're going to do introductions, and if there's somebody to work with the mic. Well, okay. We can do this. We are going to. I want to know if there are any. I want to know if there's any trainers from the schools here.
Keith is here.
Oh, Keith. Keith, hi, Keith. Okay.
Yeah, I want to do updates first.
Yeah. I'm going to, is there anybody else from schools? Patty, you here? Where is Patty? Shame on her. She's coming? Okay, so I'll give you guys another 10 minutes, and then we're going to do the school updates first. Thanks. Enjoy your salads.
And please, somebody explain to me why that croutons.
Because I'll eat your salad if you don't want
it. I love croutons.
I'll eat the salad and have the brain.
Yep. Croutons are good. Mm-hmm. They're nice and garlicky. So we can smell good.
Yep.
Okay, good afternoon. Can I have your attention, please? We are going to allow, I'm going to let Frank Welty do the update on the business meeting so everybody knows what happened who weren't in the business meeting. Okay, go ahead, Frank.
Okay. Well, I can see that there are probably about 17 times as many here as there were in our business meeting this morning. So I want to give you a quick update. This is the CNN headline news version. Thank you very much. First of all, we had a very, very productive business meeting for GDUC today. First of all, we enacted an updated constitution that fixed a lot of bugs and is a much stronger document than our previous constitution. Our previous constitution was okay, but we found a lot of ways to improve it, and it's a very great constitution that we've enacted. We also had election of officers, and the way the ball bounced this year, we ended up electing a full new slate of officers this year. The president is me, Frank Welty. The vice president, yes. The vice president is Margie Donovan. Secretary is Charlene Ornelas. The treasurer is Vita Zavali. So I know where the treasurer lives. And our board members are Lynn Coates and David Jackson. I think we have a great, and immediate past president is Pam Metz. We have a great board. We're committed to doing really, really cool, good stuff with GDUC and for our guide dog community. Right away, we're going to be moving fast. You're going to see a lot of great news soon. And if you'd like, and we hope that you will all join or rejoin GDUC. Again, our treasurer is Vita. Our vice president is Margie. So look for Vita and Margie either today or tomorrow and get signed up. And we're welcome to have you as members of GDUC, the best statewide guide dog affiliate in the world.
Yes.
One other thing is that one other important piece of business came about this morning. And if this was due to certain circumstances that have been going on that unfortunately don't look like they're going to be resolved soon, we chose to disaffiliate ourselves with the Guide Dog Users Internet Incorporated. The reason being that there are problems that we see not being resolved, services that are not being provided properly to our members that cannot be justified. We hope that at some point in the future they will get their house in order so that we can be in good conscience be reaffiliated with them. But at this time, we think the best thing for us to do is to stand up, serve the community of California guide dog users, focus on doing what we can here in California, and looking ahead to building a better future for all of us. Dues this year, we actually have a special rate because we changed our fiscal year from June 30th. July 1st to June 30th. So for $10, you can get renew or join GDUC, and that will be good through next June 30th. So that's past through next year's convention. And then after that, it'll be $20 per year. Starting next July 1st. Yep. So $10 to join now through June 30th.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks, Frank. That was a great CNN update. Okay, quick, to the point. Newsline. Keith, I know you're here. Did Patty make it in? Okay, we're going to do some school reports real quick because we do have a program that Lynn Coates and Ken Metz will be handling. Don't maybe me. That we will be running. Okay.
If you're not, introduce yourself and move it on. Yourself and your dog and move it on.
I need somebody to come get the mic so Keith can somebody come. I do have two mics. I have one in my hand. And I have
I've been holding on to them all morning.
Pop out of both sides of your mouth.
No, I've been holding on to them because I didn't want to have to go turn them down again.
Yes, we do. Keith, it's over with Keith. Charlene has it over there with Keith, I think, right now.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. Instead of my giving the update this year, I'm going to let Linda Becker, who's our graduate representative, and she's been at our booth today. I'll let her give an update. She was just at the alumni reunion. So here's Linda.
Good afternoon, everyone, from myself in Anchorage. And I first want to congratulate a couple of the people that have already applied for Guide Dogs for the Blind that are going to be going up in the next couple of weeks. Let's give a hand to them. Congratulations. I was just at the most fantastic, wonderful, exciting alumni reunion at Guide Dogs for the Blind on the San Rafael campus. And I got there early, and there were a couple of excursions that I went on. One was kayaking in the San Francisco Bay, and I'd never done that before. It was such a gorgeous, beautiful day, glassy water, and we were able to see some of the historic houseboats in Sausalito and view the beautiful skyline of San Francisco. What a great, great day. Then the next morning, I woke up early at 9 o'clock, got on a bus with 50 other guide dog users, and we went over to, hey, who else was on that bus with me? All right, okay, and we started sipping wine at 10 o'clock in the morning. How about that? Oh, we went to three wineries, beautiful wineries in Napa, and each winery gave us five bottles to sip. Did you go on the excursion? Okay, so, you know, whatever we did on the bus stayed on the bus, right, you guys? Okay, good. So that was really great, and then it was a wonderful follow-up with a beautiful tour of our new state-of-the-art, now we call it a residence hall, okay? Not a dormitory anymore. It's called a residence hall, and everyone has their own room and TV set and refrigerator and lounge chair and... Oh, my gosh, it's just beautiful. And your own relieving area, patio area. And it's just, oh, I like that. Okay, silence your phones. Okay. So I wanted to let you know about the new residence hall, and it's just fantastic. We have a two-week training. We're the only one in the whole world in the school for two-week training on both campuses, San Rafael and Oregon. We have great training now with our dogs and real good positive reinforcement and a lot of new stuff, great new services, graduate service center that you can call almost 24 hours a day and get wonderful support. So appreciate being here and love to talk to any one of you at any time about GDB and loved being with GDA. And seeing all your dogs, too, today. So it was really great. Thanks a lot.
That's a good mic. Woo-hoo. Is GDA in the room? No? Oh, Patty. He's still not here. Okay, what we're going to do for lunch is we are going to have a little program. And... it is going to allow each of you to give a short 2-minute, 3-minute story about your puppy. And as you do that, you will introduce yourself, your school, and your puppy. So we want a fun story. Yes?
Yeah, I told them that earlier, actually.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I didn't.
I did.
But I did. When would you guys, everybody, please put your ticket on the table so that they can pick the tickets up for your meals, please.
I have the mic. Let me know where you want me to start.
Lynn and Ken are doing this program, so I want them to tell a little bit and introduce themselves first.
I can run this if you want to.
Well, I guess I'll start. This is Ken Mess. Let me put my stuff down here so we can go walking around. Because I guess they're not going to let us eat. All right. I have a dog named Kari, C-A-R-I. She's a black lab. And she is from GDA. And Kari is 4 years old. Cute stories. Wow. You know something? I've had guide dogs for 50 plus years. And I could tell you a few stories, but I'll just go to one. Yeah, I know. I'm getting up, though, to walk around. Okay. So, I guess to start out, let me just tell you one of the greatest stories. I think it was a good one, actually. It was my first dog, and so that goes back a ways, and that was from Guide Dogs for the Blind. He was a German Shepherd, and I was going to college, and all of a sudden, he kept pulling me out into the middle of the street because there were no sidewalks. It was one of those sidewalkless areas in Van Nuys, North Hollywood, near L.A. Valley College. And I never realized why he was doing that. And he would pull me out towards the street, and I'd pull him back towards the curb. But he was big, and he didn't let me get over there. And I kept telling him he's going to get us killed one of these days. Well, one day he got sick, and I used my cane, and I found out that there was about a 5-foot ditch that I ended up in. And of course, when you're training, what is it they tell you? Follow your dog. At 17 years old, I didn't care what they told me. But I found out very quickly that he was smarter than I was. I'm done. I'm going to go around this table first. Let's see who else is.
I can. You and what? So this is David Jackson, and I have a guide dog, and we've been a team now for 5 years. My dog's name is Rolo, and I do have a funny story from Guide Dogs for the Blind in San Rafael. So to reiterate, I have a funny story in the sense that we've kind of gotten to the point now where we're sort of like an old couple in a way, because we're thinking a lot alike. So I had to take a trip to the last convention. I had to go to Sacramento. I went through San Francisco, and I wanted to get to the Amtrak station. So I crossed the Embarcadero after leaving the BART station. I made a right turn, and that was all I had to do, because Rolo just took me right to the train station. I didn't have to say anything at all. I was so amazed, and it just reiterated for me that this dog just knows a lot of stuff, and I really appreciated that. So I'm done with that.
Thank you. There you go.
I'm Lynn Coates, and I have had 3 dogs from GDA. My current dog is Kendall, a.k.a. the K-Dog. And the funny story I have does not involve Kendall. It actually involves my first dog, Preston. And we were in Black Angus, and I just took him out because he was on medication. And I came back in, and this lady goes, "Oh, look, his tail is up." And I went, "Uh-oh." And then I started to feel something warm on my sandal. And
not having oatmeal.
I was standing there by the menu. And I go, "Oh, my God." And so my friend goes, "Just, you know, back away. She says, "Let me see the menu." And she dropped the napkin kind of like she dropped it. And she stepped on it with her foot. And it was all taken care of. Except my sandal was squishy all night.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm Margie Donovan, and I have a brand new dog from Seeing Eye named Groton, G-R-O-T-O-N, as in Groton, England, or Groton, Connecticut. My we've been out of school for a month. My funny story is not about Groton because it's been too soon, but my previous dog, Ira. We were, my significant other and my daughter-in-law and I were sitting in a hot tub in Truckee after a wonderful day of snowshoeing and cross-country skiing. And Ira was up in the bedroom like he should have been. And all of a sudden, these people in the hot tub goes, "There's a dog running down the hall." And my daughter-in-law looks up, and it was Ira. Well, we come to learn that Ira learned how to open doors that has levers, you know, the push-down levers. He learned how to open them and pull them in and go where he wanted to go. Thank you.
Hi, this is Vita Zavoli. I have a dog named Violet from Seeing Eye. My quick funny story is that involves my husband, Frank. When Frank was working in Sacramento, one morning he left with his dog, Jeep, and he was waiting out front for paratransit to take him to Amtrak at 5 a.m. And the paratransit driver came, and he got on the bus with Jeep, and the driver said, "Is the shepherd coming too?" Violet had accidentally gotten out when Frank went out with Jeep, and since she absolutely loves cars, she said she was taking a ride. And but anyway, she came back in, and we were good. Thank you.
Okay, hi, you guys. I have a male yellow lab named Kingston, and he is from GDA, and he's 6 years old. My funny story about Kingston is that Kingston is lazy. And if he doesn't think he needs to go to the corner, he will not go to the corner. So I have to get in his ear and tell him, "Hop up." And then I'll do it about two times, and all I do is I go down in his ear. Well, this time I went down in his ear, and I said, "Hi, yellow, please hop up." So he hopped up, and this guy at the corner asked me, "Are you talking to me?" And I said, "Well," I said, "is your name Hi, yellow?" And he said, "No." Then I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to my dog, because that's his nickname. When we're out working, his name is Ayala.
Oh, here I am. I have to comment on Vita's story. For the record, I don't think there was anything unintentional about that. I think Violet was doing that on purpose. No. You know how there's all the talk about the new blind NFB car and the Google car and self-driving cars? Well, I don't need to worry about that because I am the only blind guy in California who has the legal right to drive a Jeep. Let me tell you about my Jeep. My Jeep, it's yellow and it has four-paw drive and I've had it for 4 years, no, 3 years. It's 4 years old now, almost five. And it is a yellow Labrador Retriever from Guide Dogs for the Blind, who is a goofy dog. He is known for something that's known as his yoga pose. He's walking along, and all of a sudden, his back end comes down, and he stretches out like a slinky, and he just does this all the time, just because he feels like it. And when we were at Guide Dog graduation, I forget if it was me or my puppy raiser who mentioned that he does this. And as we're walking off stage, he pulls a yoga pose and he just broke up the whole audience.
And he has a tailpipe.
Hello. I do. My name is Charlene Ornelas. My current dog is from Guide Dogs of America. His name is Riggs because he was born on Christmas Eve. When I'm out in the public, I tell him his name is Rudy, short for Rudolph. My funny story also is not about this dog. It's about a dog I had that was from San Rafael named Rumba, or nicknamed Rumba Bumba. I teach my dogs extra things, and one of them was to go pay. Sometimes it's hard to find the cash register. Well, I went out with a group of people, and somebody else was paying. Rumba would not allow me to leave the restaurant until I stopped to the cash register, talked to the lady at the cash register, and then she went out nicely.
That's everyone at that.
Okay. We'll start over. My friends, this is Jeff Tom, and I know there are those of you who through ignorance may feel that a cane is just a cane. But I am here to tell you that a cane is not just a cane. I must tell you about my last cane. Now, I have a history with canes. Normally, I go through canes about every 4 to 6 months. For one reason or another, too many to talk about. My last cane lasted probably 2 years. It doesn't have a name, but it doesn't need one because it is so important to my life. But I did retire it. I was kind of vain. I thought, well, I'm going to the ACB convention this summer. I better look good. So I brought a new cane. That cane, which I have here today, already has issues. I may need to bring my old cane out of retirement soon. But it's ready for me and waiting whenever I want it. Thank you very much.
Hi, everyone. It's Melissa Rowe. I've applied to 2 guide dog schools yet to hear from them, but I came here for the... Hello? Test 1, 2.
Bite the mic, Melissa.
Hello? Can you hear me? Okay. I'll start again. My name is Melissa Rowe. It's my first convention, and also I applied to 2 guide dog schools. I came here for the stories and the great time just to learn. But I do have a cute little dog story. I had a next-door neighbor. She bought a refrigerator that had an ice and water dispenser. And she woke up the next morning after having it installed in her house, and she went into her kitchen and found water all over the floor. She thought the refrigerator sprung a leak. She called a repairman. They found nothing wrong with it. So, you know, they cleaned up all the water. The next night, the same thing happened. So she said, you know what, I'm going to go get a new refrigerator. So she buys the same refrigerator, same model, and puts it in her kitchen, and the same thing happens. She goes, well, I'm going to put a camera out here, a video camera, and find out what's going on. Turns out that her dog, whenever he wanted water, he was smart enough to go and put his nose on the water dispenser. So there was nothing wrong with the refrigerator. It was the dog doing it the whole time.
And if you don't have a dog, you can talk about somebody else's dog.
Okay. It's been a while. My name is Daryl Dawes. I had a dog from GDA named Naomi. And she was a good dog. One day, I took her to the park. I think it's... Oh, okay. Can you hear me now? Okay. Sorry about that. So I had a dog named Naomi from GDA. She was my first guide dog. And she was an interesting dog. She, one day, decided though that, she was going to get back at me for leaving her at the house. So she actually took, when I came home, put it this way, there was a big mess waiting for me at the front door, and she took her entire dog food bag and flipped it over and basically poured everything out of it on the floor and just basically letting me know that she was really not happy about being left at home for the day. And that's my guide dog story.
That's called binge eating.
Yeah. So they caught me with a mouth full of food. I can talk now. Lena Dawes, and for the record, Daryl Dawes, who just spoke, is my husband. And I have a 4-year-old black lab named Charity, who happens to be Kari's sister.
And there are several, I believe there are, I want to say four more guides out there from their family. Seven? Okay. And she's from GDA. And, oh, there are so many funny stories. I think one of the funniest ones is, and she's affectionately known as Princess or Chewbacca. Chewbacca because of the grunting, you know, noises that she makes. And Princess because every time I go to relieve her, she runs the other way when she's finished and I have to, she wants to be clean. So I think one of the funny stories was when she was, we were in training, and actually, Patty was instructing us that day, and we were at Lake Balboa. Yeah, and Patty was trying to demonstrate to, I think there were three or four of us, that the dogs had the intelligent disobedience thing down. She asked us to have him turn left, and all the other dogs didn't turn left, and she did. And I almost, thankfully Patty was there, because if she wasn't, I probably would have ended up in the lake.
Hi. Okay, can you hear me? Okay. This is Debbie Kessler. I have Chaz from GDB. We've been together, 4 years now. And Chaz and I, when we first came home from class, that first week I had to go to a meeting at, at L.A. Braille. And it was summertime, so a lot of the ladies wear sandals and put lotion on their feet, you know? And it was the head gentleman there was speaking to the whole crowd, and it's quiet and everything. All of a sudden, the lady next to me screams. And I'm like, my body just froze and had chills. What happened? Well, Chaz decides that he's going to wash her feet. Chaz has a tendency. If he does anything to you, he'll lick you to death. And he just loves. He has a thing for feet, especially when they have lotion on them. He's a yellow lab. Yeah, yeah.
I have to add something. Chaz likes to give my cat a bath.
Yes, he does.
This is Roger, and probably some of you don't know that in a previous life I was a guide dog user. I got one dog in 1959 and one in 65 from Guide Dog for the Blind. But I remember it was interesting on a college campus because you know how your dog will decide that you want to go someplace that you may or may not want to go. My dog couldn't tell when it was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and when it was Tuesday and Thursday, you know, because you have different classes on those days. But the thing I remember most about working with her on the campus was that she really liked those sprinklers, you know, the kind that whirl around and pour spray water out, and she didn't mind taking me right through them at all. But I guess another time I was walking with someone and I let her off leash on the campus, and all of a sudden she came back and noticed she had something in her mouth that was really quite big, and she was German Shepherd, by the way, big long mouth, and some kids came up following her back and they said, "Could we have our basketball back, please?"
Okay, I'm coming to this table.
have the mic.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Joseph Lopez, and I have my trusty cane. I got to tell you, I do golfing up there at the Brill Institute, and also a lot of people think I'm going fishing because I have a hook on the end of my cane. It moves around, so I have to educate them. So, but I have my trusty cane. I've had it for a lot of years. My cane probably breaks down about once a year, and I have to get a new one because I use it so much. So you, everybody have a wonderful day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Diane Schindler. I'm a puppy raiser for Guide Dogs for the Blind. I'm here with Linda Becker, and I'm currently raising a little 10-month-old cross named Lori, but Lori couldn't come today, so I have a 12-month-old Nikki. She's a little black lab, and we're at the Guide Dog booth, so come by and say hi to Nikki. It's been wonderful meeting you all.
Hi, everyone. My name is Alice McGrath, and I have my yellow lab named Cora here from Guide Dogs for the Blind. We became a team just in the beginning of February of this year. So I want to just, she's my second guide dog, but she just popped up her head under the table. But I want to let you know just a quick little moment where I keep on doing the, I call it the party dance, because I jump up and down when she does something that just amazes me, is that she totally got this hotel down pat within, I would say, less than 30 minutes. So it's been one of my favorite conventions so far. But I'll tell you a very quick story about my previous guide named Cato. And Cato was also from Guide Dogs. And Cato was a bit of a clown. And so the first time that I went with him flying to San Francisco Airport, going up to the baggage area, the guy at the baggage area tapped the table, and Cato promptly jumped up as if he's going to jump through, because he thought that's what he wanted him to do. And then he didn't get through the x-ray thing, but we got him down. And then we went through, and of course they did the pat down for the security. And Cato was a 78-pound lab. This big security guard, you know, comes up and he starts saying, you know, ma'am, I'm going to do a pat down for your dog. So Cato then promptly lies down on his back with all fours up. And it's almost as if he's pointing, like, could you just rub me right here? Thank you. And the guy was trying to be really serious, but he couldn't. So, you know, he just says, ma'am, I think this dog is okay to go. But I had 7.5 beautiful years with Cato, and I expect to have even more with Cora. So thank you.
This is Linda Becker again, and I have a wonderful story about Anchorage. I've been with Anchorage 2 years now. Any of you been to South Coast Plaza in Costa Mesa? Okay. So I thought I needed to find a route at South Coast Plaza on hot days or rainy days so I'd be able to give them some exercise. So I had my O&M instructor come with me to the South Coast Plaza where the bus dropped me off, and I learned a route to take me over the bridge to the Crystal Court to the New Balance store. Okay, so I decided to try it out. And that was great, and we found landmarks, and I smelled where the McDonald's was and the fries, and I smelled where the Starbucks was, and I'd heard the fountain below me, and I found all my sensory cues, so I knew that if I was dropped off, I knew where the steps were, where the elevators were, and how to get across the bridge where I could hear the cars underneath me and then smell the bakery at the end of the bridge. So about 4 months later, I take my girlfriend with me that's sighted, and I said, let's see what Anchorage remembers. So we start off on our route, and he's doing fabulous, and he's passing the Starbucks, and he's passing the steps, and all of a sudden he pulls me into the Rolex store. And I said, Anchorage, I know you're worth your weight in gold, but I am not going to trade you in today. So then I said, hop up, and we went over the bridge, went to the elevator, we found the New Balance store. My girlfriend hit the elevator button, we went down below, we started walking out of the center, and I hear the fountain that's over my shoulder. And I said to my girlfriend, Kathy, is that the waterfall? Is that the waterfall? She said, yes. And I said, we're on the bottom floor. I said, what button did you push? And she said, I pushed, I guess it was 2. And so I said, we're on the wrong floor. She says, I cannot believe I need a blind person to tell me how to get out of South Coast Plaza. So that was pretty cool. One more real fast one. And, you know, I travel a lot with my guide dog. Time is over. Okay, passing on.
Hi, my name's Keith Tomlinson. I'm a field manager with guide dogs. But I do have a story because when I was an apprentice in 78, I'd been at guide dogs for about 3 weeks, and they put you under blindfold in class as an instructor. And they usually give the apprentices a dog that they're kind of checking out to make sure it could do it. So the dog I got was a big shepherd named Zinger. And he was a great dog, had a good pace and everything. And part of the end of the trial is to have you work an independent route. So I was on 4th Street in downtown, and I was almost had to go to A and make a right turn and come down to 3rd. But I got to B Street, and Zinger saw another instructor diagonally across the street. And so I don't know if any of you remember an instructor named Bob Alvarado, but he was there for a long time. So Bob had a great dry sense of humor, and I'm getting over there, and all of a sudden I hear somebody go, hey, how are you doing? I said, oh, Bob. And he said, kind of a long crossing, wasn't it? And then he proceeded to take off while I was still out in the street on the other side of the parked car. So trial, I guess it is, for the apprentice. Anyway, I did make it back around. I ended up in a underground parking lot along 3rd Street, and I could hear the traffic, but I could not get back out to it till a telephone guy helped me out there. But the last thread with Zinger was on Sunday. His wife came, and so I was outside on the grounds and came back in, and my bed was completely undone, and I thought, okay, another joke by the instructors, but Zinger had de-sheeted the bed, you know, so Zinger didn't make it, but he was a great dog.
Hello, my name is Aisha McKinney-Went, and I think Toro wants to tell his own story. Oh, he can't tell his story? Okay.
We have to clear out the room by 1 o'clock. We have session at, 1:30?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm really sorry we didn't get around to everyone. Really sorry about that. If you're interested in joining GDUC, then we are at the front of the room. Just so you know, based on the new constitution, you can join for 6 months for $10. That's up through June 30th of 2014, or for 18 months, $30, up to June 30th of 2015. It is an exciting time to join GDUC. And it's also a time of work, hard work. So please, please join us in rebuilding this affiliate. We once had over 100 members. I know we can do that again. I know that one.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I have the other mic, and I want to tell everybody thank you for allowing me to help rebuild GDUC. I was the interim president until today. God bless us, Jesus. Patty is here. If she wants to give a quick report, that's okay. But if she doesn't, we know where Patty lives.
3 seconds. Okay. Hi there, everybody. I'm Patty Elizondo, and I'm from Guide Dogs of America, and I'll just take like 1 half minute of your time. Couple changes for those of you who have come to GDA. Andy Crusoe retired. So I'm the new Andy, so if you call me Andy, it's okay, but my name is Patty. And I was in training for the last 7.5 years, so we got some changes going on over there. Dave Ponce, who has been in training for 8.5 years at GDA, is now our training manager. And we've got a graduation tomorrow, so I'm skedaddling sometime today. And this year, I think we're going to hit about 54, 55 graduates, so pretty happy about that. And I'm glad to be here, and I hope you guys are all having a great weekend. How's that? Is that good?
Very good. Okay. Very good. Just quick. She did a great job. She was quick.
Straight to the point. So, again, I'd like to thank all of you for attending our luncheon. And if you want to pay dues, you come over to this table over here, and we can get your dues paid. Thank you. Oh, and I'd like to thank Ken and Lynn and for walking around and letting people introduce their puppies. Part of it. Okay? Thank you.